This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the DJV program. Whoopee, we've already been around, some of us, for several hours, pushing and pulling and moving and shaking. Jennifer Horn is a mover and a shaker, as is Victoria Keevan, and as is Kara Schillen. And if you don't believe that we're all movers and shakers, you just listen to the next half hour, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever you can, or the podcast. Which is available at djvshow.com or wherever you find podcasts of exciting things that happen here discussion-wise. So Jennifer wants to celebrate the fact that Michael Bloomberg is out. The Democrats are celebrating for several different reasons.
I guess we'll have a funeral dirge for Michael Bloomberg.
He's far from being out of it. In fact, I think he may be one of the most significant players. It'll be interesting to see what if he decides that he wants something for his disappearance, or not disappearance, but moving out and then casting more millions into the Democratic Party races, especially wherever they need cash to make sure that Biden becomes the winner. He's determined to get Trump out of there. So, how do we read any of the rest of that, Jen?
Well, I think the story is that Mike Bloomberg, we talked yesterday about whether or not he would think kind of with his head, his ego, his heart, see what Bloomberg was going to do. It was reported by the New York Post. He was reassessing in New York City. And now we know that Mike Bloomberg yesterday decided that he would drop out of the race. And it is, you bring up a couple of good points. One thing is that he's going to throw, and he's agreed to throw, his campaign support behind whoever the eventual Democratic nominee is. And in the meantime, he has thrown his support behind Joe Biden. But I think the question was, would he support Bernie Sanders if he comes out on top? And Bloomberg yesterday said yes.
He said
whoever the nominee is, he was throwing his support behind them. So, yes,
he may still throw his support behind him, but he didn't throw his money.
No, his campaign operation, that's exactly what he said. His campaign operation is the Democrats to use, whomever the nominee is, through November. And that makes a difference because Bloomberg put infrastructure in states that don't usually have Democratic infrastructure, like Alabama and Tennessee and some of the southern states. So that's significant for whoever goes on to become the nominee. As far as Bloomberg's campaign goes, he spent almost as much as the Trump campaign did on the entire general election back in 2016. And I think and everybody's still kind of filtering out delegates after Super Tuesday, and that'll happen until they start certifying election results. But I think the safe count is to say that Michael Bloomberg won 44 delegates. If that is the number based on what he spent on his own campaign, that would be $5.1 million a delegate. So he put in a huge investment to this. And said he continues not necessarily to – he'll help fund Biden, but he'll also allow – he'll keep his staffers on duty until November to help with the nominee. So that's a significant win for Biden, whose day probably got better when Mike Bloomberg dropped out of the race. The other one to watch –
Well, he's better when he also throws in all those people everywhere. Going to keep paying
them.
No,
that's what I mean. It got better when he dropped out because now Biden, one of the things Biden struggled with is not having a lot of money. And he did, especially as he was, you know, remember a week ago, I mean, it's now like, oh, Biden is here. He's our guy. Well, a week ago, everybody thought Biden didn't have it. And so he was running out of money fast because no one was donating to his campaign. So that's going to be a significant help, I think, for Biden, who's going to need to really start to fundraise now. The other person to watch who's reassessing, which in politics means, I'm crying and dropping out, is Elizabeth Warren. She said to be reassessing. Bernie Sanders, and I think a lot of people were like, is she going to do it or not? Bernie Sanders supporters have been kind of mean to Elizabeth Warren, but yet she lines up with him ideologically. And Bernie Sanders yesterday, I think if it was very telling, was saying nice things about Elizabeth Warren on the campaign trail. So I'm pretty sure that if she does drop out, she will probably give her nomination or endorsement to Bernie Sanders. So, yeah, two-person race. Now we go until Milwaukee.
Here be I, oh, Kaye. So there's a debate when? When's the next Tuesday? There are more states. So is the debate before Tuesday? Is there one Monday night? I forget when the next one is. Yeah.
I think it's next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it could just be Biden and Bernie.
Yep.
In the next one.
Yeah.
Elizabeth drops out.
Right. And Tulsi's still in it, by the way, which is very strange.
Why are people wasting their vote on her? I don't get it.
Well, and because she got a delegate in American Samoa, I believe she reaches the criteria for being on the stage. So if she doesn't drop out before then, it's possible that she could be on the stage.
Is she a potential vice presidential candidate?
I don't think anybody would hire her as a vice presidential pick because they think she's a Russian bot or some nonsense.
There are plenty of them around now as it is.
Yeah. The Phoenix, I think they're going to debate in Phoenix, it looks like. That's the next one.
Mm-hmm. So there's something shaping up here that's interesting. The thing that Warren is more worried about than she ought to be is her future as a politician at all, unless she wants to run for the Cambridge City Council, because the state of Massachusetts really cast her aside. And with all the work and stuff, she's got to see that what she's been doing, that people, I said this months and months ago, how much people in Massachusetts resented her being basically a presidential candidate from the day she became a senator, and was always running around waving her hands and accomplishing nothing for the people of Massachusetts. I think that's more than anything else that came to bite her in the butt on last Tuesday. Just nothing. She doesn't really, she thinks, and it's her ego, and that's maybe what has anybody stay in the race. She and Bernie Sanders are a couple of nutbirds, as far as I'm concerned, with their ideas and policies. But she, even more so than Bernie. Bernie's just coming across.
I don't think people having health care is a crazy idea.
No, well, but the way they put it forward, nobody's against health care. If you do something that
but
makes sense.
But what idea, though, really is so crazy, you know? I mean, community college,
paying
that
for everybody's college, that's crazy. Telling everybody they're going to get free college? We got to do something about the college system, but it isn't going to be you and me paying for everybody else to go to college. Why should we do that?
Yeah, I think the same thing with medicine.
You got to deal with the fact that if you get right down to brass tacks, the cost of medicine has gone up three times the rate of inflation in the past 3 years. Think about that. The cost of general medicine, even with all the generics that come on the market after the patents run out 10 years after they start making it, because that's what happens. You have 10 years to make back your money on whatever drug it is that you come up with, and then it's anybody's game. Anybody can knock off your drug and sell it as a generic, and that's where the Chinese come in. The Chinese are the ones that manufacture all these generic drugs. And certainly in the last month and a half, 2 months, all of that stuff has come to a grinding halt over there. Well, now they put the Muslims into the factories to make them work, or they shoot them. That's another wow. Talk about an outshooter, an outgrowth of the coronavirus. Woof. Let's spend a few minutes, if we can, talking about the. Apparently, there are now two strains. Did you see that? Two strains of the coronavirus, and one is more deadly. But who's identified which one is more deadly? The one that is, the people in Washington, did they have the one that was more deadly? Because any doctor that you talk to, Dr. Ken Kronos, who's on staff here in this program, says don't worry about it. Jack Stockwell says don't worry about it. You can get it, overcome it. It'll be the rare bird who gets it and dies, and you'll die because you have a weak immune system. And if you look at that, it's interesting because the ages seem to have been all across the board here of the people who have died, at least in Washington. We don't know anything about what the ages are in China. I don't know anything about the deaths in Italy or Iran. Do you know does anybody know as far as ages are concerned? Mm-mm. Is it mostly older people? But in Washington, it hasn't really
consistently,
been.
Consistently the message, oh, yeah, it's all old people. It's
I thought there was a 50-year-old who died, some woman.
Maybe, but they're in assisted facilities, essentially. Mm-hmm. So they've got compromised immune system and other stuff going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway.
There's a guy in his 30s in New Jersey that got it. So,
I think
anybody can get it.
No,
I mean,
he's not
anybody.
Dead. No.
No, anybody can get it, but I think it's what we're talking about is who will end up dying from it. Like mm-hmm. the flu, it seems to be attacking the young and the old, particularly yeah. the old.
Now, in the meantime, the World Bank has pledged $12 billion in aid for poor countries. Is there a report that there is anything developing in, when we talk about poor countries, we think about some of the Southeast Asia countries, mostly Africa, the areas down there. There are supposedly, according to the Western news media, 80,000 cases in China. The Epoch Times and others who are reporting somehow or other information leaking out from China that it's actually 40 times that. So 8 times 4 is 32. So that means 3.2 million people, according to them anyway, have the virus. There are 3,000 deaths, most of them in China. So if you multiply that times 40, you got 120,000 who have died. 94. Look at the numbers. Okay, so the numbers, we know the Chinese are lying through their teeth, and it doesn't look like they're doing much to combat the virus either, whereas the Americans are working pretty diligently, and the Israelis are working diligently. I don't know if there are others. So Sri Lanka, Vietnam, the Philippines, those are vulnerable places, low public. You know, if you've ever been to any of those areas, you know there's no public health. Public health. They don't have any public health. They don't have any public toilets. So
in Sri Lanka?
In Africa, sorry. In Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka is a pretty nice
pretty
place.
Pretty progressive country. That area is different. But they don't have, I think that they have a lot of money that they spend to get tourists there, Kara, but I don't know how much, what kind of facilities. I've never been there. I've never really had any desire until recently to go to Vietnam, but I've seen so much. It's a really beautiful, that area, Cambodia, Vietnam.
I have friends who go to Vietnam like every year. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's what I've heard.
It's like going to a fancy resort version of Thailand. Like, people just love it.
Yeah. Well, we've rebuilt the country since we blew it up and destroyed it in the 60s. We did like we did every other country we were in and destroyed. You wait and see. We're going to be rebuilding Afghanistan before you know it. Because every time we go in someplace, I don't know that we feel guilty or it's just good for business because a lot of American companies go in and they do well. So it's interesting how, you know, the NGOs, when the foreign aid comes in, the NGOs are instructed to make sure that the condition of you getting money from us to help you build roads or help you build buildings or whatever it is that you get our money for, you must spend the money with American companies. So we'll give foreign aid to places like this, and if they need help doing something, we give them the money to do it, but money comes back to American interests, which is that's a good deal for them and for our businesses. Anyway, the World Bank says it's going to fast-track $8 billion in new aid, relocate $4 billion for other programs for detection of coronavirus and treatment. So is the World Bank or is the World Health Organization, they're the ones that are, beside some individuals that are run, you know, private drug companies, they're doing research on this too, apparently, right? Looks like that's the situation.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're in Washington State and you're voting next week, don't lick your ballots. Because
that is apparently so disgusting.
Use a wet
sponge.
It's
like a whole viral campaign that they've put out now. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would have thought that
pardon the pun.
even once the glue dries, apparently you can still transmit the disease or the virus.
Speaking of transmitting, I have one message to transmit to you from the folks at MyPillow.com. You can now go to their catalog, MyPillow.com, look at anything there, and get the BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Everything there is available at basically half price. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stock me up, start me up, crank me up, hold me up, mix at it again. Leader of the, I suppose, is he the titular leader or the real leader? People look to him as the sort of lead when it comes to the Bones, right? Don't you think? People think Mick Jagger and the
Nick
Stones.
Nick and the boys.
Yeah. So, this group of rockers, when you think about them, look at them and figure, how do these guys ever get anywhere? And they had it. And it's like the Beatles. They just put together stuff and it was magic. But early on, he was also a fairly prolific actor, as they had started in the 60s, from the late 60s, actually, until around 2000. He appeared in roughly a dozen feature films and television programs, including the 1970 gangster drama performance, 1980s children's series Fairy Tale Theater, and the sci-fi thriller Free Jack, which was out in 1992. He starred in 2001's The Man from the Elysian Fields with Angelica Houston. And then he said, you know what, I've had enough of this. He had a lot of offers, but he said he was lazy and he didn't get a decent script, so he forgot about it. He got a lot of rubbish, he said, offered to him. You might do if it was only a job and you needed to, but I got other things to do. Yeah, count his money. The movie 2018 saw him get involved in the Burnt Orange Heresy, which is actually coming out this weekend. It's in limited release in L.A. and New York this weekend, and then later in the month it comes out. It's described as a thriller, follows a washed-up art critic named James Figueres, who travels to the Italian villa, the Italian villa of greedy art collector Joseph Cassidy.
From Boston Much.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Did you see the ad that's around now with Chris Pine? Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, that was a Super Bowl ad. Yeah, it's a great ad.
I saw it yesterday, though. I saw it last night on TV. And it was
Subaru or something, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was quite a good ad, actually, I thought. They're funny in it. Anyway, let's see. He plays this guy, Cassidy, and Donald Sutherland plays the other big lead. And the two of them, I saw the trailer. I'm looking at this trailer thinking, is that Mick Jagger? Yeah. And then Sutherland's in it, who's been all over the place in the last two or three years, three, four movies a year. Anyway, Cassidy figures Figueres offers the opportunity to Figueres to interview a reclusive artist played by Sutherland on one condition only. Figueres has to steal the painting that's in there. He's got a painting in there that he wants. Jagger currently getting ready for another tour. The Stones are going out on the No Filter Tour later on in May. Starts at San Diego. Hits more than a dozen cities through the middle of July. I find fewer groups. There's just an entertainment factor with the music that goes. I feel about the Stones the way a lot of people feel about some of the later rock groups. And I mean, Freddie Mercury was, in a way, a later version of Mick Jagger, I think. Queen was different, but the same. They didn't have as many hits as the Stones did, but they made an impact, and it continues. So I just I know I'm going on and on this, but when you see him, he's just such a character. And they've always, from the first time I ever saw them in the late 60s to today, they all look the same. They look dead then. And they look. Most of the members of the band have always looked like they were about to keel over. And, you know, they were big, heavy into drugs in the 60s, all of them. But they've managed to and they keep themselves going. And I think the last report, wasn't it last year they made $900 million or something? It was some ungodly number.
I'm sure, yeah. On their tours, they just make so much money. It's crazy.
Oh, my God, yeah. All right, so that's the latest from Mick Jagger and the Stones here, or without the Stones, 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Remarks by the Senate's top Democrat drawing condemnation from the U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, as well as President Trump.
You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
That's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking at a rally as the High Court was hearing arguments yesterday in an abortion case, directing his remarks to Trump-appointed Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Later, President Trump said,
I was amazed by it. And if that were a Republican, you would see really bad things happening. It's very, very unequal justice.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Chief Justice Roberts said Schumer's comments are not only inappropriate, but also dangerous. The U.S. House has passed an over $8 billion bill to fund the response to the coronavirus, and this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It is now 34 minutes after the hour, Thursday, March the 5th, on the DJV program. Shining into your ears is Jennifer Horn from Los Angeles, Victoria Keelan from someplace in deepest, darkest New Jersey, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our main studio, which is down in Washington, the District of Columbia, as opposed to, Jennifer always likes to say that, Washington, D.C., as opposed, she doesn't want people to confuse it with the state of Washington. The state of Washington.
My years of broadcast training, Dougie.
Deeply colored. That's what they are, right. All right, so here we are with a focus on what's going on in Tennessee, Nashville especially. Victoria, what's the latest?
Well, we're hearing more about the victims now as people, you know, are kind of trying to clean up the debris and figure out what the next steps are. Obviously, the city of Nashville pulling together in a really nice way. Lots of Instagram video stories yesterday showing neighbors, you know, helping everyone out, making sandwiches, giving out free water, things like that. The devastation is, the images are just, oh, it's really heartbreaking to see in such a populated area that a tornado, one of them, they said, clocked in at 175 miles per hour when it touched down. And so the authorities have identified the majority of the victims. There are a few people who are still missing and unaccounted for. The search is continuing for that. For those people, they said the 24 people have officially been killed by this that they know of so far, and the age ranges from 2 years old up to 67 years old. Many were in their homes when they were killed. One couple was actually leaving a local in East Nashville cocktail bar at when it struck around 2 a.m. One was the girl was a bartender. Her name was Aubrey Sexton. She was 33, and her boyfriend, she and her boyfriend were walking home, Michael Delfini, and they were hit by debris, and they were killed on the way home. And so lots of Instagram and you know, social media posts about from their families.
I wonder why
and
they
friends.
Didn't seek cover. Maybe it was there nothing going on.
There were warnings, I think, in the area.
Yeah, there was a tornado. Siren. And yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe they thought if they just ran home, it was safer. I don't really know. But that comes through so quickly that I don't know if maybe they were in the process of trying to seek cover. I'm not sure, but. Anyway, that's what
I was. You're right about one thing. There wasn't a lot of warning. It was right after midnight at a time, when things were pretty sleepy that time of night in a place like Nashville. Nashville is one of those early cities. It starts early and it ends early for the most part. So the thing that I find gratifying in a manner of speaking, do you remember, Jennifer, well, we all remember, but pretty stark in California, especially in L.A., the Sunday that Kobe Bryant was killed with his daughter and all those other folks in the helicopter, many of the radio stations, even music radio stations, went right to covering, talking about, and engaging their hosts in discussion about Kobe's life.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends who got called into work that day.
Yeah. So the same sort of thing has happened in Nashville, where the radio stations have gone off of their normal routine, their normal format, where they could get people, where, you know, the radio business has been so decimated, it's hard to find a body that can speak in many of these stations. But where they had the ability, they put people on the air, and they stayed on the air. One station that was a music station went off the format for 24 hours and just had their host talking with people taking calls.
It was a pretty big deal for Nashville.
It was a big deal. It was a huge big deal. Yeah. But I wonder if that will become a trend whenever there is some sort of either emergency or something happens that that basically affects lots and lots and lots of people, if in fact they will just, go off. It's hard. I'm from the era when radio was actually a public service. It actually did do public service, and we took great pride. And especially, that's kind of the way I model this program after what we used to call a full-service morning radio program, because I wanted to have people learning about what was going on and help people with their health and their family stuff and whatever it is that we can do to help you make your life better. That was part of the complimentary service here, if you will. So I think that some of that is still prevalent, but it's with mostly the independent stations, independent owners. Some of the mom and pop stations still get it, frankly. So congratulations to them, and keep up the good work would be my mantra. The House, it's interesting because now Biden and Sanders, we've talked about, it's boiled down to them. So is it time for them to have Secret Service protection? Guy that runs Homeland Security.
Biden already does, I think.
Biden
no,
has,
he doesn't. No. He doesn't. Six months after you leave the White House, if you're the VP, that's when it ends.
I think we talked about him getting attacked in L.A. on stage, and they mentioned that the Secret Service had to pull these people off. I was assuming it was his detail, but it was maybe just the local Secret Service that were trying to secure that rally, perhaps, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it was Secret Service. I think it was just security at the venue. But it wasn't his person. He doesn't have any.
Well, they were protesters
detail.
At one point, weren't they? The people who had to stop talking.
It was his wife and an assistant who got them away from Biden. They're the ones who fended them off.
Yeah. Well, so without Secret Service, maybe it is time. How has it been handled in the past? At what point is it after, usually, the convention
if
that
you
they
need
get Secret
early,
Service?
I was reading about this last night. Trump got it early. Ben Carson got it early. Obama got it not as early as Trump did, but a little bit early. It's sort of as soon as some of the front runners, if they feel that they need it, then they can request it. So
it depends on how controversial you are, too, and what the threat level is.
Yeah, it's
Biden's not controversial. I mean, for God's sake.
Well, he just got attacked by protesters, so apparently
I understand, but what's the controversy? What's the, what was the controversy?
Cows. It was no joke. These people, I think, were... I don't know if they were PETA nuts. I don't know if they were actually
from
PETA.
They're not from PETA. They're from a different organization.
Well,
I can't remember which one it was, but yeah, they want to end dairy,
but they don't. They don't like what you do to cows, Dougie. Touching them inappropriately.
They've come protest here instead. Joe Biden must be a toughie. She grabbed him and...
She was great.
Yeah.
Good for her. How much? This is his second wife. How much younger is she than he is? I don't know what. I don't know that much about that. I know that
she's 68, so like 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 77.
They have kids together, right?
They do. Yeah, I think they have one anyway, don't they?
One.
Maybe they have one.
Yeah, Ashley. I think that's her name.
Yeah. Are they all? Are his children all active in the campaign?
Well, one of them is gone. Well, a couple of them are actually gone.
Yeah.
I don't think they can use Hunter because he's a...
Yeah.
Why would you want to? Yeah. He's a mess. Yeah. He's trying to delay more child support hearings, so he's busy.
He's a disaster.
Yeah.
But, you know, also...
Well, Trump will throw that at him. You can be sure of that. Maybe Bernie will be tactless enough to throw it at him.
He should, and it's not about Hunter Biden and his paternity. It's about Hunter Biden and the fact that he was on the dole from the... That company,
that'll come
Burisma.
Out. They'll
that
be,
well,
be
it's come out.
That.
And it's, yeah,
well, that's
I mean,
not illegal though. It is
if Joe Biden said, "Hey, I'm going to do this unless you do that," and that's what they're investigating right now. And you know, the investigation still continues. So maybe there'll be nothing there, and maybe there will be. Maybe it was just a bad choice, nothing illegal, but we don't know.
All right. So there's that story. The situation with this. Business of Jennifer, I need some clarification from you, please. I think we may have talked about this a little bit a few days ago. The administration and the order calling for the restructuring of the water system in California. Mm-hmm. What does that do to farms and farmers?
I know it helps.
We dug into this a little bit. It helps the farmers.
Because California, because of all the environmental restrictions, they're not allowing farmers to access the water sources that they were using before. And so a couple of weeks, I can't remember, it all blends. It could have been a month ago now. Time has stopped making sense for me. It's no longer a catalog system, but maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. President Trump came to California, to Central California, and said, we'll reroute federal water sources essentially to farmers who had dust bowls. I mean, if you drive up and down the 5 freeway, you see signs that say this dust bowl brought to you by by California's legislature or by Gavin Newsom, the governor. And the farmers were really upset because they were being put out of business. And already California has a large problem of people leaving rather than coming into the state because it's just too hard. And so a lot of these farmers appealed to their local congresspeople and Kevin McCarthy, who happens to be the congressperson around a lot of these areas, went to Trump and said, "What can we do?" And that was the end goal, is to reroute the water. In most cases, they're protecting these salmon eggs that get sucked up when farmers use the water and they get sprayed on the crops. And so that is what they're protecting, is the salmon egg.
Good for them. Well, it's important.
Well, is it protecting salmon?
Well, the new crop.
I mean, you don't have salmon without salmon.
But
eggs.
Like, where are the salmon? Are they in a river?
There's like
they
deltas
their
egg that
in
get
the banks of the
right,
river.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. In sports, Bill Belichick called Tom Brady. Apparently, what came out of it was zero, nothing, nada. A couple of reports in Boston newspapers yesterday. The information leaked out. I don't know who leaked it, whether it was Belichick or whether it was Brady, but apparently it was a fairly short conversation and not a great one. So is that just a way for the news media to get into both Brady's face and Belichick's face? But, you know, the fact that they still haven't figured this out yet seems kind of silly to me. But that's just me. I don't get it. I don't.
Well, is it just money? Like, what are the sticking points? No one knows.
Yeah, no, exactly. Money, there's no money. I mean, Kraft is worth billions, and that team is worth billions.
Well, they're not going to bring Brady back and have him not be the starter, so what else is the issue then? Money's the only other issue.
But why would that be an issue? Why would all the money they have and what the fans are
either
all
they don't want to pay him what he wants, or there's something else going
on. For what reason? Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's stupid.
It is stupid. Yep. Today is National Absence. You have to.
You can be absent today.
Yeah, you could be without pay. Absinthe Day. Is my right? Come on, help me, guys. I don't know anything.
What's the problem? What's the problem? It's absinthe.
You already said it right twice.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did. Okay, but I don't. I never even heard of this stuff before.
Trying to make you insecure.
This is right.
You've never heard of absinthe.
Like, the hardcore stuff is supposed to make you hallucinate, but I don't think
this is the stuff that supposedly Vincent Van Gogh was drinking when he cut off his ear. It's been around forever.
Maybe this is the stuff I drank when I was in Peru last year.
No.
It made me hallucinate.
No? I doubt it. It doesn't make you hallucinate. That was just a myth.
It's made of wormwood. Oh, this is yummy. And fennel and anise. What is anise? What is this?
Anise, it tastes like
this licorice. This is a disaster for me. You guys explain.
What's the problem? You can read. Just
I know,
read.
But there's nothing with all of the...
None of us drink absinthe either, by the way.
I've had absinthe a few times. I've had it. It tastes very, very strong, and usually you have to... They heat it up over... they melt a sugar cube into it. It's like a whole process to drink it, because it tastes so strong that you have to melt the sugar to, you know, make it a little more palatable.
So what's the appeal? Why would somebody... What's the appeal of this drink?
Some people like the taste of it. If you like black licorice, that's what it tastes like. It's very, very strong. And it's this bright green color, so it looks kind of cool.
Can you cook with it?
No. You don't cook with it. Oh, my God.
Victoria, from now on, you're going to only put stories about... Today is puppy day. Today
is pie day.
Today is puppy day.
Oh, my God.
Thursday, puppy day. Alex Trebek, let's talk about some television news. Alex Trebek.
Oh, my God. He just makes me want to cry every time he gives any update about his cancer.
Health update.
He looks good, though. He does look good.
It's happy tears because he's such a nice guy.
Someone said that he's the new Mr. Rogers.
Really?
I agree with that.
He's been in everyone's home for how many years? 25 years? 30?
38, I think, or something like that. Like, it's ungodly how long these guys have been doing these shows, he and Sajak. So they say that his prognosis, given the fact that when you get stage 4 pancreatic cancer, it's usually a death sentence, like if stage 4 lung cancer, same thing, what Limbo has usually is a death sentence. Diagnosed, only 18% of people who get it survive. And he said, I'm happy to report I've reached that marker. Went on to say he'd be lying if he said the journey had been an easy one. I'm sure it wasn't. Horror for him and his family. He said there have been some good days, but a lot of not so good days. I joke with friends that cancer won't kill me, the chemo will. And that's what a lot of people say, frankly, because that's what the chemo does. It kills every cell, and then you are brought back to life. That's what happens. I remember when my wife went through it, when she had stage 4 breast cancer, basically dead and in quarantine for a month while they, you know, put the bone marrow cells back in your body. It's depressing, he said. He talked about the pain and that sort of thing. So anyway, good luck to him. Happy. It's happier news than might be the case. Jen, one good TV show tonight you want to tell us about?
One good TV show. How about the series premiere of Flipping 101 with Tariq El Moussa? That's the bathroom, bedroom, living room.
Oh, that sounds
classrooms. And you can check that out, the series premiere on HGTV at 9 o'clock.
Wow. Exciting. It's 10 before
people
the hour
those
here.
Shows.
You do like those shows. I know you do.
People do.
Oh.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's 53 past the hour. One of my favorite times during the day is to give it over to Victoria Keelan. She brings us up to date on a couple of very important technology items. And I guess with all of the focus on coronavirus here, Victoria, it's appropriate that we make sure that our smartphones are germ-free, which probably is a job and a half because mostly they're really covered with Gluck, right?
Oh, our phones are just disgusting.
Dirty.
You don't even want to know how. If you're worried about flying on an airplane, just holding your cell phone has more germs than an airplane. It's really gross. And we also, a lot of people still hold a phone up to your face. So think about that. All the germs, everyone says don't touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Well, your face is touching your cell phone all the time, so you have to keep it clean. One of the entry from the Journal of Hospital Infection showed that an analysis of 22 studies came to the conclusion that coronaviruses can persist on inanimate surfaces like metal, glass, or plastic for 9 days. That is way longer than anybody really thinks it's hanging out there, but 9 days the coronavirus can live on a surface. But the good news is, as soon as you use a mixture of 62 to 71% ethanol, 0.5% hydrogen peroxide, or 0.1% sodium hypochlorite, within 1 minute, it completely kills the virus. So it is very easy to kill it. It's just if you're not being active and really, you know, attacking it, then it can live for 9 days. So the surface of your smartphone, which is, like I said, it's one of the dirtiest things we encounter on a daily basis, has to be cleaned. But you have to be very careful the way you do it. So alcohol, not good for the display on your screen, and don't don't even think about hydrogen peroxide because you'll just melt your screen. Apple and Google suggest that for heavy germs on your phone that you can use soapy water with a lint-free cloth. Pretty much anything other than that is kind of considered to be a no-no. Now, on the other hand, there was a new issue of Health Magazine where a microbiologist suggested lightly dampening a microfiber cloth with a mixture of 60% water and 40% rubbing alcohol, and that that is safe to use on your smartphone. The best thing to do, really, is to buy a screen protector, and it's a clear, invest in a good one. It's a clear glass cover that goes right over your screen. If you buy the cheap ones, and this is the reason why a lot of people don't like them, because they buy the cheap plastic ones, and then you lose the touch sensation on your smartphone, which is not good. So invest the money, buy a good screen protector, and then you can wipe it with alcohol wipes and it's not going to affect your phone. I got a new iPhone 11 and I got the new glass screen protector and it's great, and you don't really lose the sensitivity of touching on the screen. So that's the best thing to do. Keep your phone clean, keep your hands clean, wash your hands often, wash your phone.
Wow. Good. That sounds like very practical advice. Thank you. Amazon is opening a new cashier-less Go grocery store. We've heard bits and pieces about that, so let's see if we can get some more info on it right now.
The Geek Out.
Some time ago, we discussed Amazon's launch of a convenience store without cashiers. Yep, you walk in, you put your stuff in a basket, and you walk out. Whatever you took is accounted for through an array of technology that is paid for via an app on your smartphone, which is what let you in the joint in the first place. Now today, there are 20 of these small convenience stores nationwide. Now Amazon has expanded that with a Go grocery store in Seattle, a 10,000 square foot full-on grocery store with more than 5,000 different products. You just put your selections in the cart, then you walk out. The sensors, computers, cameras all do the work to calculate your total and charge it to your Amazon account. If you want to learn more, we've posted about it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17%, just like Dell employees on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/semi-annual sale. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up, CDC has an app that will maybe...
Well, it's not the CDC's app, but there is a new app that that the CDC has recommended. Obviously, they say you have to wash your hands with soap for 20 seconds in order to get rid of flu germs and germs in general, coronavirus, whatever. And so to make it easier, the CDC says that you need to sing the happy birthday song twice consecutively, and then that's the amount of time that it's safe for you to stop washing your hands. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a web app called Birthday Hands, and it aims to make this task a little more fun, and it will send you the birthdays of celebrities. So you'll get two birthdays, so you can sing happy birthday to a celebrity, to two different celebrities in a row. Now, if the birthday song kind of gets a little old, the CDC says you can also sub the birthday song twice for the first verse of your favorite song, which will give you the same amount of time. So they used Lady Gaga's, the song from A Star Is Born that she sang with Bradley Cooper. They used that as an example. So sing the whole first verse of that, and you'll be good to go while you're scrubbing.
All right. Well, listen, there are all kinds of practical ways of approaching a particular...
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.